This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. And coming up, Alex, you lead us through the 80s rock heaven, the video game Guitar Hero.
Indeed, and I guarantee you will never hear Freebird quite the same way again. But first, we go to the sea. As our country tries to generate power from renewable resources, the city of San Francisco is exploring a new energy reserve right at its shores. Judy Campbell of member station KQED has our story.
You don't have to be a sailor to know how powerful the ocean is, but it doesn't hurt.
My name is Michael Campbell. My boat's name is Geronimo.
It's a glorious blue day, and we're motoring through the San Francisco Bay toward the Golden Gate Bridge. We're trying to get a sense of just how powerful the famous currents under the bridge are. Through this channel, the snowmelt from the Sierra surges out to sea, and when the tide turns, the force of the Pacific pushes in.
One of the few places in the world where you have such a narrow exit for large tidal influence that all focuses into a one narrow spot.
As we move toward the bridge, we see the current flowing in front of us like a river, shooting toward the open ocean, and we're swept in.
This is it. You're in it.
Out we go.
In 4 minutes, we've been swept about half a mile out toward the ocean, along with about 17.5 billion gallons of water. That's the average flow of water shooting under the Golden Gate Bridge in that amount of time. Experts say the area has the strongest currents in the continental United States. Last month, Pacific Gas and Electric pledged $1.5 million toward a study of the bay to figure out just how much of that power might be safely transformed into usable energy. Perched on the bow of the boat is PG&E spokesman Keely Wax. As a regular surfer, it all makes a lot of sense to him.
When you're in the water, it's such a raw source of energy that if we can capture it in a way that's environmentally and economically sound, the impact can be tremendous.
There are two main ways to harness the power of the ocean. Wave power captures the energy from the up and down motion of waves, often with devices that float on top of the water. The other type of system, the one San Francisco is considering, taps tidal power. How would it work? A series of undersea turbines, similar to wind turbines, would attach to the bay floor 300 feet underwater near the Golden Gate Bridge. Jared Blumenfeld, head of San Francisco's Department of the Environment, says the force of the current, like the force of the wind, would turn the propellers and generate electricity.
The reason that tidal power is so intriguing is that water is so much denser than air. So you need a lot slower moving blade, which is a lot smaller, to generate the same amount of energy.
To investigate tidal devices, Blumenfeld has traveled to the UK, where tidal projects are underway. The U.S. has been much slower to adopt tidal power. There is a small project in New York's East River, and several coastal states are exploring their tidal potential.
One of the cool things about tidal is that it's very, very reliable and predictable. You can tell 3,000 years from now when the tide will be in and when it will be out.
Harder to predict is the impact the turbines could have on the environment. The area is rich with fish and sea mammals, and environmentalists, though excited about the prospects of a new energy source, do worry about the impact the machinery could have on marine life in the bay. For scientists like Mark Stacey, though, there's another concern.
We see these tidal motions, and we think this is a huge source of energy.
Stacy is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at UC Berkeley, and he studies the physics of the bay. He worries that the bay may need that energy more than we do. Now get ready, this part is a little hard to fathom. Stacy says the tidal power project would actually remove energy from the water. So if you tap tidal power to, say, light up an office building, that's less energy that pushes currents out through the bay.
Any energy that does come into the bay has jobs that it needs to do in sustaining the bay dynamics and the bay ecosystem.
Jobs like pushing water around the bay, dispersing waste, and maintaining a delicate mix of fresh and salt water. Stacy worries that even taking a small amount of tidal energy could still have a significant impact. City officials say they won't go forward if the current study shows the program will harm the ecosystem. But if they do move ahead, the city would likely just get a small surge of its energy from tidal power. Early estimates suggest less than 5%. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell in San Francisco.